What happened in the month of August? What do we see as trends continuing between now and the end of Christmas?
Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is...
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
The beautiful buyer's agent.
I must admit, your volume there was much better. And I have to correct, I said to the end of Christmas, which I meant to the end of December. But anyway.
Let's get cracking, Chris.
Straight into it. We're into September. So definitely, you know, what are we now, the last third of the year to go. We're starting spring off. August, how did you describe August?
Miserable, rainy, and depressing.
Okay.
What about in terms of the property market?
Property, yeah. Okay, cool. All three points there were very good. I wish I was in Spain.
Okay. So a freestanding home with no issues, flying off the radar or potential land to build.
Okay.
Brilliant. Strata is fine if there's no issues. If there's issues with strata, special levies to come, high strata fees, you can forget about selling it in 2 weeks. It's going to take a little bit.
It's interesting, the strata, but I wasn't really wanting to talk about today. But I think when I've thought of strata, I've really been thinking about buildings built in the last 5 to 10 years, poorly built, and they've got significant. But actually, I'm seeing more and more issues in strata, probably in buildings that, not saying you wouldn't expect them, like they've got lifts and so areas that could have work done, but you probably look at them externally and when they were built, you know, longer than 10 years ago, and to see they've got significant work to be done now. It's happening more and more. So that really hard to compare apples to apples. A two-bedroom apartment, as an example, and a two-bedroom apartment in the same suburb, and the buildings are the same age, could be sold at starkly different levels because of that strata.
Yep.
I'm just seeing that come up more and more.
And even something we've sold, something very recently where there was $1.7 million worth of work done to the roof.
Yep.
They didn't strike a special levy. They just raised the levies.
So a small complex.
I know there's about 50-odd. It's quite a decent-sized land. Okay. There's pool, tennis court.
Yep.
Our levies went from about 1,800 up to 4,100. They brought it back down to 2,900, and the intention was to continue to bring it down. However, like, that is still enough. Even though there was no special levy struck, the problem has already been dealt with.
Well, it's a very clever thing to do. And I leaned in before to say, must be smaller complex. So 50 is quite large to do it. You do typically see when a complex is 6, 9, 15 units or properties, that they will band together and go, let's not have a special levy, let's just bring the levies up for 1 year. And actually every year they've always just slightly adjusted them, and then 1 year they've gone up to avoid that nasty phrase, special levies, because that is something that characterised. But I still think if I looked at that property, I am going to have concerns, because I know, well, they're not on a special levy, but they've just done it a different way.
Even though the problem was fixed in the roof.
Yeah, but there's still that element of buyers, and I can come to talk about this. I go, well, that's been fixed, but what next?
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's like a car. Like, you know, you might have the turbo fixed in your car, and, you know, mechanics says it's all great, but you go to sell it, and someone goes, well, how do I know the motor's not going to go next? How do I know the drive shaft's not going to go next?
Yeah, I agree.
Example. I know you're not arguing, which I love when you do.
Really.
Rarely.
Happy Chris, happy life.
Try to be. What else? So in terms of from now, so that's August. I was just going to touch on August and June. Every capital city in Australia went up in value.
Again.
And in the month of July, everywhere went up except for Canberra, and I think it was Hobart. Very unusual to see them all. We commented on one of the episodes a while ago that. So that really is seeing some increased confidence levels across the board.
Yep.
It may also be indicating that maybe some prices, some of those places had come down in value, so what goes up must come down. What goes down must come up as well then.
Yeah.
How are you feeling in the market at the moment?
Now I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's been a notice, like August was, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, like the wettest August ever.
For Sydney, yeah.
For Sydney.
Yeah.
And I think...
don't actually know if it was, but it sounds right.
No,
Living here was pretty wet.
It was wet. I heard some ridiculous stat like that. Long story short, the weather is now sunny. Spring has hit. We are feeling the energy and just people's attitudes and in the market overall, people starting to come back.
Yep.
Probably as we were speaking off air, probably agree with you. We're not at the height of it yet, but I do think we're warming up. And I also know that in some markets, there is some stock that is coming, which has probably been down a bit for the past couple of years. As an overall, you know, the stats might show a little bit here or there, but I think as an overall rule or theme, I think the stock level has been low, which has continued to rise the prices.
Yeah, supply and demand, right? So I think the last 3 months you can categorize with very low level of supply and higher levels of demand. Would I say boisterous level of demand? No, but a higher level of demand. Come back to your point, I think at the moment, well, my take is as we move into the next phase of the year and seeing what I'm seeing from activity standpoint, some of that's from agents, I understand what listings are coming up, but also it's the phone ringing with potential clients. And what I am seeing is the potential clients are much more calling and ready to engage now, whereas the last 3 or 4 months have been calling, I might, still deciding, not sure if I should sell first or buy, whereas the last few weeks it's been, I'm making decisions. That doesn't mean they all go with me, but they're like, we are now at a point ready to go. And a bit more, I've had a few as well that have been a bit more comfortable going, do you know what, I need to sell my property. So what I'm going to do is sell and buy at the same time, but very comfortable. If the dates don't line up, I'm going to move with friends. I'm going to do like a service department for a period of time because they've been stuck in a place maybe for a year or two too long and like they've just realized I need to make a call. And with rates that have come down last month, they're feeling good about their financial situation.
Yeah.
Anything else to add on that?
Buy now.
I could put that door like a rap song. Buy now, buy now,
buy now.
You see that meme of the girl's like, I don't know what DJs do, and then it takes the yeah. Hilarious.
What the fuck do DJs actually do? Do 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 do
do. All right, onto a game. Onto a bit of fun to be had. Now we've got this. This game is called This or That.
This or that.
Just your preference. I'd like the answers to be as fast as possible. Minimal thinking. I know that's hard for you, so I'm going to give you a heads up for you.
So I'm not allowed to justify the answer?
There's no need to. Okay. You'll understand you won't need to. I'm not about justifying the answer, just wanted a quick response. Okay, property addition though. So that makes you a bit more comfortable, I think, in terms of where we go to. 2-bedroom apartment with balcony or 3-bedroom apartment with no balcony?
2-bedroom with balcony.
Okay. Beach views or city skyline?
Beach views.
Do you want a penthouse not facing the water or water frontage? Water facing apartment.
Or water frontage.
Okay. Auction or private treaty?
Auction.
Walk to the cafe shops or close to public transport?
Cafe shops.
Nice. Okay.
You take public transport. No, I'm joking.
Neighbor who talks too much or neighbor who never says hello?
Neighbour who never says a lie.
Really? I expect the opposite. Last one.
I'll hear your story.
Keep talking. Carpet or floorboards?
Carpet.
Oh, you're an old school.
Yeah.
A lot of people I deal with, man, your age, are all against carpet.
Mate, when it comes to winter time, you want to be rugged up.
You want to feel under your foot. Very good.
Exactly.
All right, any homework for this week?
I definitely want you to like it on the any reels we do. Give it a like and maybe a post. Like, can you reshare it?
Reshare the stories. Okay. Yeah. Can do. Thank you all for dropping by. Till next time.
Pew, pew. Yes. I don't know. Shoshé.